Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here to talk about the minor league player and pitcher of the year and the prospect that rose or fell the most in 2025 from OrielsHangout.com. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline, Tony Pentee. Tony, good morning. How are you feeling today?
Good morning, gentlemen. Doing good.
All right, let's talk about Nate George first. He was the Brooks Robinson minor league player of the year, 16th round draft pick, 19 years old, right-handed stick, which we like for the big picture scenario, because it seems as though Elias only drafts left-handed hitting outfielders. But why a 19-year-old who's still in the lower levels of the minor league system, why is he the dude this year?
He really came out of just pretty much nowhere. I mean, the fact that he came from a little-known school up in Illinois, wasn't highly scouted, didn't go to a lot of the big camps that gets these young high school players seen. So he kind of slipped through the cracks a little bit. So good job by the Orioles scouting him. They gave him a little bit more than, he was a 16th round pick. He got $450,000 versus which typically would get maybe $100,000. So they saw a little extra to get him out of his college commitment. And he's just absolutely taken off this year. I mean, he plays with his hair on fire. Everything he does at full blast. Almost to reckless abandonment at some times. And you can tell a little bit when you watch him play, there's a little bit of rawness to his game, but there's nothing that you don't look at that you go, he's not going to be able to overcome this, which is experience. And he's just a fantastic prospect overall. I mean, 80 runner, just fantastic defender, good arm in the outfield on top of it. Going to steal a ton of bases, but really needs to learn how to try to steal bases. Right now, he's just faster than some guys that can throw. He did get caught a whole bunch of times, too. He doesn't get good jumps. And there's, again, a little bit of rawness to his game there. But, for considering where he came from, his setup at the plate, his ability to adjust to all speed pitches this early in his career really jumps out. Reason why he's blown up prospect lists all over the place.
Now, he 5 home runs this year, and he's only 19. And remember Manny Machado when he first came up had the 50 doubles, and we're like, well, they're going to turn into home runs sooner or later, and he's hit like 400 plus of those as his career has evolved. Is there some power potential for this kid where he can hit the 20-plus mark in the HR category?
Yeah, I do think he's going to have some little bit of pop. He's a kind of a – I don't want to call him squatty because that makes him sound like he's heavy. He's not. He's just built very solidly. He's a 6-foot guy. He's probably every bit of 200 pounds. He's just very solidly built athlete. And I think that's going to ultimately turn into a little bit more power. I've seen him drive the ball this year. I've seen him drive the ball oppo. So it shows me it's not just pull power. It just might take a little while. Do I think he's going to be a huge home run hitter? No, I don't. I think he's probably end up a 15-20 home run guy. But if he's hitting 20, 25, 30 doubles along with that and getting on base and stealing 60 bases, that's a heck of a ball player.
Now, Trey Gibson was the Jim Palmer Minor League Pitcher of the Year. He's a guy undrafted, 23 years old, 2 years in a row. Brandon Young came out of nowhere. He got it last year. Saw him in the majors this season. Who the hell's Trey Gibson, and why is he the Minor League Pitcher of the Year? Is that a good or bad thing, quite frankly?
Well, it's a good thing the way he threw the ball this year. I mean, he really showed really good stuff. I mean, he averages 94, 95 miles an hour on his four-seamer and sinkers. He's got a slider, sweeper, and a cutter go along with a curve. He kind of throws a kitchen sink at people. he really did great up until he hit AAA. He had a little bit of a little trip up towards the end of the year, making the adjustment to AAA. I don't see that being a long-term problem. The stuff is too good. It doesn't have a ton. It's not a ton spin rate, but he just has the ability to throw a lot of different pitches at him. He has enough velocity to get the ball by guys. Although the fastball is a low spin four-seamer, so it did get hit a little bit at AAA, so you do have a little bit of concern when it gets to the major league level, whether that's something that he's going to start moving more, try to get more of a cutter, try to go more into a sinker to stay away from the four-seamer due to the low spin rate. But, you know, overall, good stuff. Really amazing story. The fact that he came out of Liberty University, didn't even pitch his junior year because of some off-the-field incidents that he ended up not being able to play. But the Orioles, again, got to give the Orioles credit. This is a guy that someone found, was able to get as an undrafted free agent. Here he is, a top 10 prospect in the organization.
Tony Pente, OrielsHangout.com, joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, as we wrap up the minor league year. Now, outside of George and Gibson, the biggest riser, in a good way, of course, that's what rising means in the system, and the guy that really kind of cratered here, that was expected to be more than he turned out to be.
Well, I think we'll start with the crater, because I think that's a pretty obvious one, and that's going to have to be Honeycutt. When you look at the type of year that he had this year, he just couldn't hit. I mean, this is Vance Honeycutt was the number one draft pick last year, received over $4 million as a signing bonus, and put up just one of the worst minor league offensive seasons that I can remember watching for the last 30 plus years of watching and scouting Oriole baseball or minor league baseball. He's just awful. Wasn't able to make contact. When he did make contact, he was not hitting for power. It just was really a lost year. And really, I just don't see how he can make enough adjustments to get back to being a prospect. So I think that's probably the guy that fell the most, because he was a top five prospect coming into this season. Probably the guy that jumped up, I would have probably said Trey Gibson, because I think we probably had him in the 30-40 range at the end of last season. Now he's going to end the year in the top 10. Probably another guy that probably jumps up on my board this year is probably going to be Michael Ferret. Even though I did like Michael Ferret coming into this season, you're talking about, again, a young right-handed pitcher who was a fairly low draft pick, didn't get a ton of money, who has really come on. And he's a guy that can throw in the mid-90s. He throws you three different types of breaking balls. He'll throw you a nice changeup. And he was able to show up. And actually, when he was able to stay healthy and he had a little bit of issues with the backs early in the year, luckily nothing elbow, nothing shoulder. That always makes me feel a little better. Once he was able to start getting back out there and consistently, he had a lot of success all the way up to the double-A level this year. So I think we'll see him start again next year at double-A. It would not be surprising if he doesn't spend a pretty good amount next year at triple-A, and he could be somebody they could be talking about at some point late in the year next year if they need a starting pitcher.
Hey, Tone, with a new GM coming in, how's that going to affect or change player development?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm not sure because it's still a little murky on what the role will be versus what Mike Elias' role is going to be now that he was promoted up to be president. So when you look at it, we just don't know exactly how that's going to kind of shake out. It'll be interesting to see who they bring in. Is it someone with a player development background? Is he going to be someone that wants to bring in some of his own folks? Or is he going to be the one that's going to be necessarily just focusing on developing that major league roster, and they're going to leave folks like Blood and Vila involved in player development? So I think it's still up in the air. It'll be interesting to see how that shakes out this offseason.
Tony Petit, as we wrap up our segment with you for another calendar year, tell everyone what's happening at OrielsHangout.com today, and looking forward to the offseason.
Yeah, again, guys, appreciate you having me on all season. I always enjoy talking to Orioles prospects and the Orioles with you guys and everyone out there listening. You know, we've been following the Orioles minor league system for the last 30 years at Orioles Hangout. So we're going to be doing again. We'll do our top. We actually got the top 75, but we'll probably be starting our top 30 prospects by the end of October, early November, and then we'll be out to 175, or out to 1 to 75. Sorry, I'd love to go to 175. Wow, that'd be a lot. But out to there, we'll get all those guys. So you can see all the guys that you need to follow next year, and hopefully, if they do acquire anybody this year, we'll add them in as well.
Tony Petit, enjoy the rest of your Total Request Thursday. Enjoy the off season, and I'm sure we'll be catching with you at some point.
All right, guys, thanks for having me all year.
There's Tony Petit. We'll come back with a whip around, and then Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick will be joining us. We'll get to your phone calls at 410-583-1057. Here from Nolan. News from the Nest coming up at the top of the hour. Count some late week money, hopefully, with buy or sell at 12:15. And we'll look at Kansas City's defense. Where could they pose problems? Ravens offensive line was shaky last week against Detroit. Could maybe Steve Spagnuolo, duplicate some problems here?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.